This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young here, a guy who always has a point. You could say whether you like it or not, that's fine. Love to argue with folks, but I try to have a point. Why? Because, as like Steve Martin said, it makes it interesting for you. That's the point of this show, making it interesting for you. Glad you're with us here this evening. At Your Service will be on until 10 o'clock. And next week, make sure that you phone the kids, wake the neighbors. Next week, I'll be on Monday night instead of Wednesday night, and Wednesday night should be Hancock and Kelly right here on KMOX. I'm going to go to the phone lines. Normally, I don't go to the phones in the first segment, but Chris called in during the break, had a great question for something to talk about. Hey, Chris, welcome to KMOX.
Hey, you're sounding great, Brad. Good to hear you again.
Thank you, sir.
Sure. My comment, I called a few radio stations this morning. I might even write to Governor Parsons. What in the world, why did he commute the sentence of that 500-pound coach of the Chiefs, Sandy Reid, commuting his sentence? He should have at least served what the ruling was, and not. I know he's not running for re-election. I don't know if he's trying to get a guaranteed Chiefs tickets or what the deal. But I think it's stupid. I know that the Reed family paid the lawsuit, the settlement, but that's a little 3-year-old girl. That ruined her life. She's impacted her life for the rest of her life. And I just see, what do you think about it?
Yeah, it's 5-year-old Ariel Young. No relation to me. But there's two factors here, and I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to argue, Chris, that this was a good idea, because I don't think that it was. It wasn't a good idea politically, morally, legally. It has the appearance of impropriety. From any way that you look at it, it's bad for PR, and it's bad when you are. In fact, the governor is a former law enforcement officer. He was a former sheriff, and here is a lifelong law enforcement officer who now has taken the position that this crime isn't that big of a deal, and he what's called commuted the sentence, meaning that the Andy Reid's son got out for time served. So is, I think his name is Britt Reed, the son. But let me break this down for you, Chris. Again, I'm not arguing that this is a good decision, but let me tell you why I think this decision was made. Is because in a lot of situations, in fact, when most criminals commit a crime, let's look at the Daniel Riley, Janae Edmondson situation. Daniel Riley, who crashed into Janae Edmondson last year, made her lose both of her legs, crippled her for life, eliminated her career as a volleyball player. When he gets sued by Janae Edmondson, this guy's got nothing. He doesn't own anything. He's not going to be able to provide any benefits to Janae Edmondson. And everything that she has for the rest of her life has to come from the generosity of others or health insurance or other situations. So that's that side. But if you look at what happened with Britt Reed, not only does he have the financial resources, but the Kansas City Chiefs backed it up. They gave a sizable settlement. They provided the funds necessary for Ariel Young to try to get better, to get medical care, to get rehab facilities, to have access to the best resources available to try to recover from this tragedy. So when you look at it from the totality of the circumstances, I think the governor said here that because this five-year-old girl is being taken care of and the people who did it are taking financial responsibility, there's no need to pile on to Britt Reed and make him take criminal responsibility since himself and the team are taking financial responsibility, as opposed to Daniel Riley, who is not taking any responsibility financially for Janae Edmondson, so he should be held criminally responsible for what he did. Does that, again, I'm not arguing that it was a good decision here, Chris, but right. From your perspective, does that add anything to your understanding of the situation?
Well, what you just outlined, Brad, I guess I can understand that. I don't even have a smither of a legalese or, you know, school, anything even close to, you know, what you've studied and in your law experience. But can I just one other comment, Brad, sure. If you could.
Mm-hmm.
The Riley kid and that thug, I mean capital T-H-U-G, that killed the mother and the daughter from Chicago.
Yes, just a few weeks ago.
I say a minimum of 40 to 50 years for each one. That's sickening. I just know these guys just speeding through these stoplights, yield signs, what have you. Like people are bowling pins. They're just, you know, disregard for any life.
Exactly. That's why I was shocked, Chris. I was literally shocked when I read the Post-Dispatch editorial that said, enforce the law. And I thought, amen to that. And I was stunned that the Post-Dispatch would take that position. But don't you think it's gotten to the point where anyone who is in any way reasonable, in any scintilla of a way, would come to the same conclusion, don't you think? Just enforce the law.
Well, exactly. And Missouri, St. Louis being a Democratic city, I don't hold out much hope for any, you know, for the mayor and her daddy virus, or just actually, he must be a consultant to her.
Yes, I think it's Vervis, not virus, Jones. But
well, I go back a long way.
Was that an intentional pun? Because it was pretty good if it was.
Hey, thanks, Brett. I'm just naturally sarcastic.
Okay, played, my friend. Well played. Thanks for calling in.
Have a good night, Brad.
Thank you. Right. You too. Hey, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to find out who would be on Matt Pajeski's list for a private party. Any star, any A-list celebrity. There's a story came out today about all the A-list celebrities that are doing private gigs now. But who would Matt Pajeski hire? I mean, you're asking yourself that very question right now. Stick around for the answer. Right after this.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, I should be talking like this. I'm going to get down here on KMOX. Brad Young, welcome back to At Your Service. And as I mentioned at the break, there's been several artists that have been doing private concerts. Rihanna, it was reported this past weekend, was paid $9 million for a 19-song private concert for honoring the upcoming wedding of the son of India's richest person, Mukesh Ambani. So he paid Rihanna $9 million for 19 songs. The same guy, Mukesh Ambani, in 2018, had his daughter's wedding, had Beyonce. Beyonce showed up, and she was the wedding singer at the wedding. It was 1 hour performance, and she got paid $24 million for a 1 hour concert. And the same company that booked these also this year has hired Elton John for a Christmas party and Lady Gaga for a Vegas private party. So I wanted to ask Matt Pajeski, if you were going to hire somebody to do a private party, doesn't necessarily have to be your favorite artist, but who would Matt Pajeski hire?
Well, first off, Brad, I want to apologize to Mr. Mukesh Ambani because I wasn't able to make it to his party.
Well, you know who did make it to his party?
Right.
Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg,
yeah.
Ivanka Trump. You know, these were the people.
I wanted to
but
be
Pajeski
there.
Wasn't there. You got an invitation, apparently.
I got an invitation. I had to work at your service. But, you know, it's okay. Maybe next time.
Next time.
Yeah. If I had to pick an artist, and it's the music that I played coming into the segment here, it's the project of Bruno Mars and a drummer named Anderson .Paak. They formed a band together called Silk Sonic. Mm-hmm. And I just love their music. It's very retro. It's new music, but it sounds like it's 70s disco or funk a little bit.
Yeah, there was a definite funk there.
Yeah, and I think Bruno Mars is just a really cool guy. He's got a great voice. All the rhythms are just so smooth and silky, and I think that's why they're called Silk Sonic. But
yeah.
I'm in love with their music, and I think it's kind of because I love 70s music to begin with, and to kind of hear a fresh take on that is really, really cool.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because my daughter got married about a little over a year ago, my middle daughter, and so my son-in-law, which is still kind of weird for me to say, but my son-in-law loves 70s music. He's your age. And he said, yeah, a lot of his friends really like 70s music.
That's cool.
Is that a thing?
I don't know if it's a thing. I mean, it's a thing for me for sure. The people I hang around with, they appreciate it. I don't know if they can say they choose to listen to it, but they can respect it. And thinking about your question, I was thinking about all my favorite bands and singers, which usually are from the 60s and 70s. Then I'm thinking like, oh, well, this guy's dead. This guy's 90 years old. He couldn't play at my private party. So I better think of somebody modern, mm-hmm. somebody who can still sing and dance and play instruments. So that's what made me think of Bruno Mars and Silk Sonic.
Nice. That'd be if you book them for a party, I want an invitation.
All right. You're number one on the list, Brad.
I want to be there.
Yeah.
I want to be there at the Bocelli household for that. I was thinking about it. I think, and again, this is not my favorite band, but it just makes me laugh. I would like to have Aerosmith at a party.
Oh, that'd be a lot of fun.
I mean, I enjoy Aerosmith. I listened to him in the 80s and 70s, and you know, back when I had hair. And but still, just the idea of like a 70-year-old, 70-something-year-old Steven Tyler at a birthday party.
Yeah.
It just makes me laugh. I don't know. I that's who I would pick.
That'd be a great party. Think about Mick Jagger. I think would be the same way. Old guy, but can still get around.
Oh,
would
yeah.
still live at the party.
Yeah. Somebody told me a friend of mine has got tickets to the June Rolling Stones concert in Chicago, and he was telling me he saw the Rolling Stones on some recent tour a couple years ago, and he said that Mick Jagger was just dancing around and doing things like he was 40.
That's insane.
And I looked it up today. He turns 81 this year.
Keith Richards, too, old guy. You
and speaking of Keith Richards, here I got a question, man. How is that dude still alive?
I don't know.
I mean, how is he functioning? Think of the drugs that guy has used. Think of the I mean, we're told, if you want to live long, you need to eat nothing but carrot juice and boiled chicken And this dude has just been on crazy drugs his entire life, and he's in his 80s.
It's that rock and roll magic, I guess. I don't know. Something's fueled both of those guys. And just
I don't know.
Long.
I don't know. Maybe it's a selling your soul to the devil thing. I don't know. But I just don't know how Mick Jagger. I mean, I understand Mick Jagger because he does train. He stays in good shape. But Keith Richards, I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. But anyway, so it's going to be, who was the other guy? I mean, I know.
Yeah, it's Bruno Mars.
I know Bruno Mars, but who was the other guy?
Anderson .Paak. He's a drummer, vocalist, rapper, and he plays the drums and sings while Bruno Mars is playing the piano and singing. It's a duo, but they also have, you know, a backing band. And
mm-hmm.
I encourage you, Brad, and anyone listening to check out their music videos. It's like they're on a Johnny Carson TV set where the colors are all that brown and orange and yellow. Like, mm-hmm. It looks like it's straight out of the 70s, and they just blend right in with the suits and the big butterfly collars that are popping out of the suits. It's actually kind of funny.
I will check that out.
They've all got big perms. Yeah, it looks like it's from the 70s. It's great.
You know, one of the talk show hosts of the 70s is a guy named Dick Cavett. And my wife, years ago, she was a writer for the Dick Cavett for the Dick Cavett show. Wow. She was a writer for the show. And so I asked her, we were dating at the time, and I said, did you actually meet Dick Cavett? She said, no, I just wrote for the show. But I mean, my goodness, she wrote for Dick Cavett. So he was a quintessential talk show host in the 1970s. Hey, when we come back, and I need your help on this, St. Louis County, they've got the Rams money. There's been some proposals. I'll break those down. But how should St. Louis County, not the city, we talked about the city before, but if you're a resident of St. Louis County, I am, how should the county spend the Rams settlement money? 314-436-7900, call or text. We'll be back with more from you next on At Your Service. We'll be right back. Van Halen, that would be another good one. But you'd have to get them back together to bring them to a private party. And I don't know that you could get Van Halen. Well, I mean, obviously, Eddie Van Halen is no longer with us. But I don't know if you could get Eddie, you get the Van Halen band back together, because those guys just don't get along. But that'd be as good as Aerosmith. I'd definitely go with that. But St. Louis County, here's what's going on with St. Louis County. As you well know, just to set the stage here, you well know that the Rams just over a year ago settled the civil litigation that was filed by the city, the county, and the sports commission here in town. And they settled for about $750 million. And that's big money. So, of course, out of that, the lawyers got paid. And as my wife likes to say, it's always good when the lawyers get paid. It's always good when the lawyers get paid. So don't knock the lawyers here. But after that, after you take out the legal fees, the city got somewhere in the $250 range of money. And the St. Louis County, total take for St. Louis County, was somewhere in the neighborhood of $169 million from the $790 million settlement. So the question becomes, what should they do with the money? What should they do with the money? Now, there were a couple of proposals. In fact, at last week's St. Louis County Council meeting, St. Louis County Council Chair Shalonda Webb, she wanted to use $12 million of the settlement money just to plug holes, and I'm quoting here, plug holes in this year's county budget. So in other words, nothing sexy, nothing interesting, nothing groundbreaking, nothing generational changing, just to make up the shortfalls in our budget. That's what we're going to do for $12 million of it. And Webb on Monday requested that the money be moved from a high-yield savings account just into the county's general fund, where it could be used for, and again I quote, for the restoration of certain funding in the 2024 budget, unquote. Now, to me, that's a total waste of a once-in-the-lifetime kind of money. Statistics, and you've heard these stats before, people who win the lottery, generally about 60 to 65% of everyone that wins $1 million or more goes bankrupt. Now, why is that? Well, if you think about it, typically, a lot of people who play the lottery are not people who know how to manage money really well, because they don't have a lot of money to manage. I'm not being condescending in any way. I'm just telling you the fact that most people who play the lottery are not folks who have a lot of money. They play a different kind of lottery. It's called the stock market. That's where the lottery is for people who have money. But for people who don't have money, they play lottery. So if they win the lottery, about 60% of them who win $1 million or more eventually go bankrupt in a very short period of time. Why? Because they don't know how to handle money. And I heard, this was several years ago, it was and this is going to sound like shady, but a friend of mine's cousin won $1 million in a lottery. And as she was telling me the story, the first thing he did was he went out and he bought a brand new Corvette. Didn't bother to get it insured, but he bought it and wrecked it on the same day. So poof, there goes $80,000 for the Corvette at the time. So he went out and bought another one. This time he got it insured, but then he wrecked it. A second one, because he didn't know how to drive a Corvette, never had a Corvette before. So all of a sudden now he's gone through big chunks of his money because he didn't know how to handle money. So that's why when financial experts say if you win the lottery, the first thing you do is hire a lawyer, hire an accountant. That's the first thing you do before you spend a penny. You hire professionals to help you manage the money. So why am I giving you that as an example? Because this is like winning the lottery for St. Louis City and St. Louis County. It can be changing. It can be life-changing. It can be budget-changing. And when you have those types of things, you need to do something that is amazing with the money or something that's incredibly beneficial. And just plugging a hole in your budget isn't anything that's life-changing. Nothing. In fact, I just got a text from Mary Lynn, in fact. St. Louis County administration is worthless to our region. Yeah, there's a lot of that. And that's a very common sentiment, Mary Lynn, and a lot of folks would agree with you, that they're simply not doing what they need to do. I place the blame, a lot of that blame, on Sam Page. But what are you going to do with this money? I'll tell you another quick story. Now, Matt Pajeski, you've heard this story before, but when my oldest daughter was like 5, I took her, dropped her off at a bowling alley, and I gave her some money. It was the first time she'd done anything without mom and dad being with her. So we dropped her off at this bowling alley. And I said, now listen, you're going to need to buy some lunch here because this event lasts 3 hours. So here's, I guess it was $5, $6, something like that. This will buy you a hot dog and a soda for lunch. Okay, great. Thanks, Dad. I drop her off. I come back. I pick her up a few hours later. She comes out. I said, did you get lunch? And she said, no. I said, why? Why didn't you get lunch? I gave you lunch money. Why didn't you buy lunch with it? And so she turns around and she's got these Billy Bob teeth in her mouth. Now, I don't know if you know what Billy Bob teeth are, but you put them in and they're kind of like, maybe if you were a kid, you had like vampire teeth that you could put in. They look like the dentures, but they're made out of plastic. Well, this is Billy Bob teeth. And then you've got great big buck tooth Billy Bob teeth with some teeth missing. And she had these Billy Bob teeth in her mouth. And she said, I bought these Billy Bob teeth. And I said, Catherine, I told you, don't buy anything stupid. That was the last thing I told you when I gave you the money. Don't buy anything stupid. And she said, but Dad, Billy Bob teeth aren't stupid. And of course Billy Bob teeth are stupid. Of course, that's, as the framers of our Constitution said, that is self-evident that Billy Bob teeth are stupid. But how often do our politicians spend your tax dollars and my tax dollars on Billy Bob teeth? How often do they do that? And they do it for the same reason.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented
by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Van Halen, that would be another good one, but you'd have to get them back together to bring them to a private party. And I don't know that you could get Van Halen. Well, I mean, obviously Eddie Van Halen is no longer with us, but I don't know if you could get Eddie, you get the Van Halen band back together, because those guys just don't get along. But that'd be as good as Aerosmith. I'd definitely go with that. But St. Louis County, here's what's going on with St. Louis County. As you well know, just to set the stage here, you well know that the Rams, just over a year ago, settled the civil litigation that was filed by the city, the county, and the sports commission here in town. And they settled for about $750 million. And that's big money. So, of course, out of that, the lawyers got paid. And as my wife likes to say, it's always good when the lawyers get paid. It's always good when the lawyers get paid. So don't knock the lawyers here. But after that, after you take out the legal fees, the city got somewhere in the $250 range of money. And the St. Louis County, total take for St. Louis County, was somewhere in the neighborhood of $169 million from the $790 million settlement. So the question becomes, what should they do with the money? What should they do with the money? Now, there were a couple of proposals. In fact, at last week's St. Louis County Council meeting, St. Louis County Council Chair Shalonda Webb, she wanted to use $12 million of the settlement money just to plug holes, and I'm quoting here, plug holes in this year's county budget. So in other words, nothing sexy, nothing interesting, nothing groundbreaking, nothing generational changing, just to make up the shortfalls in our budget. That's what we're going to do for $12 million of it. And Webb on Monday requested that the money be moved from a high-yield savings account just into the county's general fund, where it could be used for, and again I quote, for the restoration of certain funding in the 2024 budget, unquote. Now, to me, that's a total waste of a once-in-the-lifetime kind of money. Statistics, and you've heard these stats before, people who win the lottery, generally about 60 to 65% of everyone that wins $1 million or more goes bankrupt. Now, why is that? Well, if you think about it, typically, a lot of people who play the lottery are not people who know how to manage money really well, because they don't have a lot of money to manage. I'm not being condescending in any way. I'm just telling you the fact that most people who play the lottery are not folks who have a lot of money. They play a different kind of lottery. It's called the stock market. That's where the lottery is for people who have money. But for people who don't have money, they play lottery. So if they win the lottery, about 60% of them who win $1 million or more eventually go bankrupt in a very short period of time. Why? Because they don't know how to handle money. And I heard, this was several years ago, it was and this is going to sound like shady, but a friend of mine's cousin won $1 million in a lottery. And as she was telling me the story, the first thing he did was he went out and he bought a brand new Corvette. Didn't bother to get it insured, but he bought it and wrecked it on the same day. So poof, there goes $80,000 for the Corvette at the time. So he went out and bought another one. This time he got it insured, but then he wrecked it. A second one, because he didn't know how to drive a Corvette, never had a Corvette before. So all of a sudden now he's gone through big chunks of his money because he didn't know how to handle money. So that's why when financial experts say if you win the lottery, the first thing you do is hire a lawyer, hire an accountant. That's the first thing you do before you spend a penny. You hire professionals to help you manage the money. So why am I giving you that as an example? Because this is like winning the lottery for St. Louis City and St. Louis County. It can be changing. It can be life-changing. It can be budget-changing. And when you have those types of things, you need to do something that is amazing with the money or something that's incredibly beneficial. And just plugging a hole in your budget isn't anything that's life-changing. Nothing. In fact, I just got a text from Mary Lynn, in fact. The St. Louis administration is, St. Louis County administration is worthless to our region. Yeah, there's a lot of that. And that's a very common sentiment, Mary Lynn, and a lot of folks would agree with you, that they're simply not doing what they need to do. I place the blame, a lot of that blame, on Sam Page. But what are you going to do with this money? I'll tell you another quick story. Now, Matt Pajeski, you've heard this story before, but when my oldest daughter was like five, I took her, dropped her off at a bowling alley, and I gave her some money. It was the first time she'd done anything without mom and dad being with her. So we dropped her off at this bowling alley. And I said, now listen, you're going to need to buy some lunch here because this event lasts 3 hours. So here's, I guess it was $5, $6, something like that. This will buy you a hot dog and a soda for lunch. Okay, great. Thanks, Dad. I drop her off. I come back. I pick her up a few hours later. She comes out. I said, did you get lunch? And she said, no. I said, why? Why didn't you get lunch? I gave you lunch money. Why didn't you buy lunch with it? And so she turns around, and she's got these Billy Bob teeth in her mouth. Now, I don't know if you know what Billy Bob teeth are, but you put them in, and they're kind of like, maybe if you were a kid, you had like vampire teeth that you could put in. They look like the dentures, but they're made out of plastic. Well, this is Billy Bob teeth. And then you've got great big buck tooth Billy Bob teeth with some teeth missing. And she had these Billy Bob teeth in her mouth. And she said, I bought these Billy Bob teeth. And I said, Catherine, I told you, don't buy anything stupid. That was the last thing I told you when I gave you the money. Don't buy anything stupid. And she said, but Dad, Billy Bob teeth aren't stupid. And of course Billy Bob teeth are stupid. Of course, that's, as the framers of our Constitution said, that is self-evident that Billy Bob teeth are stupid. But how often do our politicians spend your tax dollars and my tax dollars on Billy Bob teeth? How often do they do that? And they do it for the same reason my daughter bought Billy Bob teeth. The exact same reason. Because they didn't earn the money. My daughter didn't earn it. She did nothing for that $5 or $6 that I gave her. And so she felt no responsibility to manage it wisely. She just said, I want some Billy Bob teeth. And I did nothing to get the money. So it cost me nothing. And she bought something that was frankly worth nothing. But the same is true with our government, whether it's a Republican government, a Democrat government, it doesn't matter. They literally did nothing but extract money from your wallet. That's what they did. Forcibly, by the force of law, extracted money from your wallet. I'm not against paying taxes. I'm not against paying my fair share. But I'm simply pointing out that from the government's perspective, they didn't earn the money. And so oftentimes our government officials lack the wisdom to spend it wisely because they didn't have to work late at night to earn that money. They didn't have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to make that money. They didn't have to put in a double shift like nurses are doing. They didn't have to go into a coal mine like my dad had to do. They didn't do backbreaking labor work like many of you listening right now had to do for your entire career. They didn't do any of that. They just all passed a law and extracted money from your wallet. And they buy stuff that's stupid. And that is unfortunate. And using $12 million to just plug a hole in the budget, I'm sorry, but that's stupid. We should be using this transformationally. Now, I mentioned that the thing that I was pushing for the city was to invest that money. And look here, I even ran the numbers that since the Rams paid this money to St. Louis County, just St. Louis County, they've made $5 million in interest. $5 million in interest. So why couldn't we do the same thing in the county like we suggested for the city? Put that money in a high interest account, high yield account, let it earn revenue, and then designate every year, we're going to use this Rams money to accomplish this, whatever this might be. And the beauty of that idea is that if you buy Billy Bob teeth for 1 year, let's say, okay, we're gonna make sure that St. Louis County is there's no albino squirrels in St. Louis County. We're gonna get rid of every albino squirrel, and it's gonna cost us $5 million. I was trying to think of something, you know, stupid. So if we're gonna do that with the money, next year we're not gonna chase the albino squirrels 2 years in a row. And we could say, you know what, that was kind of stupid what we did with the money last year. Let's do something better with it this year. And so you have an opportunity to look back and to analyze and to then make a better decision with this kind of a generational lottery winning event. That's what I think they should do. And then you could have 1 year where you spend the money on, we're going to fix the sidewalks in St. Louis County. We're going to fix the potholes. How many of you have been hitting potholes in St. Louis County as often as I do? I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm swerving like Tony La Russa during spring training down there, trying to dodge the potholes, because there's a lot of potholes. We could spend that money 1 year, we're going to fix potholes, or 2 years, we're going to fix potholes. We're going to repair water mains so that they don't break. We're going to make sure that we help our elderly citizens have air conditioning 1 year so that they don't die of heat exhaustion. You know, whatever that might be, you could designate it every year. To me, that has wisdom, because even if you make a bad choice, you have the opportunity to repair that choice the following year. But if we just do it to fill budget holes, if we just do it to restore funding, that doesn't change anything generationally. And it really diminishes the sacrifice that, and you're going to think I'm overplaying it, but those lawyers over at Dowd Bennett who took this case, I don't work with Dowd Bennett. I don't work with them. But they took a case that should have been worth zero and turned it into almost $800 million for the St. Louis region. And God bless them. I'm glad they did. Because one of my favorite sayings is that as Wisconsin is to cheese, Stan Kroenke is to lying. Okay? It's one of those kind of comparisons. And he did us wrong. To this day, I will not watch a Rams game. Even though I loved them when they were here, I supported them, I went to games, cheered them on, went to a lot of games, in fact, watched them on TV, supported them a lot, but I can't support them now because of who the owner is. And you probably feel much, much the same way. But I was glad when that case got settled. Should have been settled for more, but that's another story. But I just want our politicians in St. Louis County to have a degree of wisdom greater than what they've shown in the recent past. I've had several texts here this evening. I can't get through them all. In fact, one's got a phrase that I don't think I can say that on the air, so I won't say that. But it's criticizing, again, the idiocy of our politicians. And when I come back from this break, I'm going to mention two things. I'm going to give you a list of $12 billion worth of Billy Bob teeth that our federal government is trying to decide to spend. $12 billion worth of Billy Bob teeth. That's your money. That's my money. That's our money. It's being wasted. And we're going to break that down. And I'm also going to, before the end of the show, I'm also going to mention about the guilty verdict today in the Rust trial against the armor, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, and what that means to Alec Baldwin, because he'll be facing trial very soon as well. Brad Young, at your service. We'll be right back. Boy, here's another good one, Matt. You could have U2 play at your birthday party.
I think they're too busy playing at the Sphere before they make time for my measly birthday party.
Well, I talked to a friend of mine who was there at the Sphere, and he said it was indescribable.
That's what I've heard from Michael Kelly. He saw U2.
Oh, he saw him there too?
I think he's seen him twice now.
Oh, sheesh. Yeah, indescribable. Indescribable. So I talked in the last segment about stupid things that our government does, and it was more focused on St. Louis County. But St. Louis County isn't alone in that. In fact, I was reading just yesterday that there's a budget bill, and it's appropriately called the Dianne Feinstein budget bill, even though she's passed away and assumed room temperature. It's still named after her, and this is appropriate because in this funding bill, there is $12.7 billion worth of what's called earmarks. You know what earmarks are? Earmarks are a euphemism for buying votes. And it's not just Democrats. It's Democrats and Republicans. They're equal opportunity offenders. Listen to some of these things that people are spending the money that you earned and paid in taxes. This are some of the things that are in this as an earmark. Again, these are people who didn't earn the money. They didn't work to get the money, but they're all too happy to give away the money that you have worked for. Listen to this. $1.4 million is an earmark from Senator Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin, Democrat Wisconsin, for a solar energy farm in Wisconsin. Now, think about this for a second. Which part of the United States has the least amount of sunshine every year for solar energy? Let me guess. How about Wisconsin? And so this the one state that has the smallest amount of solar rays hitting the earth, we're going to spend $1.4 million to put solar panels there. Stick them in Nevada, okay? Stick them in Arizona, anywhere other than Wisconsin. But that's where $1.4 million. How about $3.5 million to be given to the parade company, which runs Detroit's annual Thanksgiving Day parade? Now, I like Detroit. In fact, I talked to Ryan Recker just today. Love Detroit. But why should the federal government give $3.5 million to their annual Thanksgiving Day parade? Why is that? $2.5 million to build a new kayaking facility in New Hampshire. $2.7 million to build a bicycle park in White Sulphur Springs, Virginia, in a town that has a population of less than 2,300 people. In fact, they probably got more people using walkers than bicycles. And when the federal government's going to give them $2.7 million to build a bicycle park? I mean, Rick Scott from Florida calculated on the floor of the Senate this week that you could buy every person in New Hampshire, I'm sorry, every person in West Virginia, a new bicycle for less than it costs to buy and to build a bicycle park in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. And again, Republicans are just as guilty. We have Lindsey Graham, who wants taxpayers to spend $33 million on a hiking trail on Coastal Carolina University. You could get a really nice hiking trail for $33 million. I mean, think about that. And that's outrageous. But here, I think, is the strangest. There's a whole list of these things. But the strangest of all is this. $4 million grant for the Alaska King Crab Enhancement Project. Now, I'm not going to speculate on what the king crabs need to have enhanced. I'm not going to speculate on that. I'll leave that to you. But $4 million for Alaska King Crab Enhancement Project? I don't even understand. We have a $34 trillion debt in this country, $34 trillion. And I read in the Wall Street Journal today that the debt goes up $1 trillion now every 100 days. $1 trillion every 100 days. and we're spending millions of dollars on Alaskan king crab enhancement projects? I don't even get it. That's a lot of Billy Bob teeth, my friends. A lot of Billy Bob teeth. Hey, we only got a couple of minutes here to go, so I want to make sure and get to this. The jury found today, and I've got a theory here, and I say this theory all the time, and it's true 95% of the time. The jury came back in the rust armor situation. You know that thing with Alec Baldwin where he pulled the trigger, he claimed he didn't, killed the lady. The armor, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter today. And just so you know, the in terms of proving involuntary manslaughter, basically just three things they had to find. Number one, what she did caused the death of another person, which in this instance, she was in charge of the ammo. She let live ammo into the set, onto the set. She was using live ammo on the set, and it got into the gun that Alec Baldwin was pointing. Number two, they acted without regard for human life. Because, again, if an actor thinks that there's dummy ammo in the pistol, he's not going to take as much care with it. So, yes, it did. And then thirdly, knew or should have known that the act could endanger human life. Absolutely. But here's the thing I point out every time there's a jury verdict. And if you apply this, you're going to see this is true 95% of the time. But anytime a jury comes back, whether it's a civil case, criminal case, doesn't matter. Juries always come back with a decision after lunch. You know why? So they can get one more free lunch out of the county government. That's why they do it, because they're not going to render a verdict at 10 o'clock in the morning, because then they're excused and they don't get a free lunch. So they just say, okay, we're going to pick a number between 1 and 100, and we're just going to play a numbers game here until they serve us serve the ham on rye with a pickle and potato chips. And it's on the county's nickel. And then once we get that free food, then all of a sudden, oh, here's our verdict. It happened this way today. It happens that way 95% of the time. Alec Baldwin will not be convicted because he did not know, or should he have known, that there was live ammunition in a gun that he was handed to by someone else. So, again, don't think he'll be convicted. Hannah Gutierrez was. I think that's the right outcome. Hey, coming up next at 10 o'clock, we've got the best of Dave Glover, so you're going to want to stick around for that. Also, next week, don't forget, I'll be in Monday night, not Wednesday night, here on At Your Service. So make sure that you tune in next Monday night. I will talk to you then. Well, here's another good one, Matt. You could have U2 play at your birthday party.
I think they're too busy playing at the Sphere before they make time for my measly birthday party.
Well, I talked to a friend of mine who was there at the Sphere, and he said it was indescribable.
That's what I've heard from Michael Kelly. He saw U2.
Oh, he saw him there too?
I think he's seen him twice now.
Oh, sheesh. Yeah, indescribable. Indescribable. So I talked in the last segment about stupid things that our government does. And it was more focused on St. Louis County. But St. Louis County isn't alone in that. In fact, I was reading just yesterday that there's a budget bill, and it's appropriately called the Dianne Feinstein budget bill, even though she's passed away and assumed room temperature. It's still named after her. And this is appropriate because in this funding bill, there is $12.7 billion worth of what's called earmarks. You know what earmarks are? Earmarks are a euphemism for buying votes. And it's not just Democrats. It's Democrats and Republicans. They're equal opportunity offenders. Listen to some of these things that people are spending the money that you earned and paid in taxes. This are some of the things that are in this as an earmark. Again, these are people who didn't earn the money. They didn't work to get the money, but they're all too happy to give away the money that you have worked for. Listen to this. $1.4 million is an earmark from Senator Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin, Democrat Wisconsin, for a solar energy farm in Wisconsin. Now, think about this for a second. Which part of the United States has the least amount of sunshine every year for solar energy? Let me guess. How about Wisconsin? And so this, the one state that has the smallest amount of solar rays hitting the earth, we're going to spend $1.4 million to put solar panels there. Stick them in Nevada, okay? Stick them in Arizona, anywhere other than Wisconsin. But that's where $1.4 million. How about $3.5 million to be given to the parade company, which runs Detroit's annual Thanksgiving Day parade? Now, I like Detroit. In fact, I talked to Ryan Recker just today. Love Detroit. But why should the federal government give $3.5 million to their annual Thanksgiving Day parade? Why is that? $2.5 million to build a new kayaking facility in New Hampshire. $2.7 million to build a bicycle park in White Sulphur Springs, Virginia, in a town that has a population of less than 2,300 people. In fact, they probably got more people using walkers than bicycles. And the federal government's going to give them $2.7 million to build a bicycle park? I mean, Rick Scott from Florida calculated on the floor of the Senate this week that you could buy every person in West Virginia a new bicycle for less than it costs to buy and to build a bicycle park in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. And again, Republicans are just as guilty. We have Lindsey Graham, who wants taxpayers to spend $33 million on a hiking trail on Coastal Carolina University. You could get a really nice hiking trail for $33 million. I mean, think about that. And that's outrageous. But here, I think, is the strangest. There is a whole list of these things. But the strangest of all is this. $4 million grant for the Alaska King Crab Enhancement Project. Now, I'm not going to speculate on what the king crabs need to have enhanced. I'm not going to speculate on that. I'll leave that to you. But $4 million for Alaska King Crab Enhancement Project? I don't even understand. We have a $34 trillion debt in this country. $34 trillion. And I read in the Wall Street Journal today that the debt goes up $1 trillion now every 100 days. $1 trillion every 100 days. And we're spending millions of dollars on Alaskan king crab enhancement projects? I don't even get it. That's a lot of Billy Bob teeth, my friends. A lot of Billy Bob teeth. Hey, we only got a couple of minutes here to go, so I want to make sure and get to this. The jury found today, and I've got a theory here, and I say this theory all the time, and it's true 95% of the time. The jury came back in the rust armor situation. You know that thing with Alec Baldwin where he pulled the trigger, he claimed he didn't, killed the lady. The armor, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter today. And just so you know, the in terms of proving involuntary manslaughter, basically just three things they had to find. Number one, what she did caused the death of another person, which in this instance, she was in charge of the ammo. She let live ammo into the set, onto the set. She was using live ammo on the set, and it got into the gun that Alec Baldwin was pointing. Number two, they acted without regard for human life. Because, again, if an actor thinks that there's dummy ammo in the pistol, he's not going to take as much care with it. So, yes, it did. And then thirdly, knew or should have known that the act could endanger human life. Absolutely. But here's the thing I point out every time there's a jury verdict. And if you apply this, you're going to see this is true 95% of the time. But anytime a jury comes back, whether it's a civil case, criminal case, doesn't matter. Juries always come back with a decision after lunch. You know why? So they can get one more free lunch out of the county government. That's why they do it, because they're not going to render a verdict at 10 o'clock in the morning, because then they're excused and they don't get a free lunch. So they just say, okay, we're going to pick a number between 1 and 100, and we're just going to play a numbers game here until they serve us our they serve the ham on rye with a pickle and potato chips. and it's on the county's nickel. And then once we get that free food, then all of a sudden, oh, here's our verdict. It happened this way today. It happens that way 95% of the time. Alec Baldwin will not be convicted because he did not know, or should he have known, that there was live ammunition in a gun that he was handed to by someone else. So, again, don't think he'll be convicted. Hannah Gutierrez was. I think that's the right outcome. Hey, coming up next at 10 o'clock, we've got the best of Dave Glover, so you're going to want to stick around for that. Also, next week, don't forget, I'll be in Monday night, not Wednesday night, here on At Your Service. So make sure that you tune in next Monday night. I will talk to you then.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.